Okay, I call this meeting to order, being that it's 5:30. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back. We will move on right to agenda item number two with the adoption of the agenda. I don't believe there's any amendments.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
If there's a motion, is there a second?
I'll second it, Madam Chair.
And a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number three, approval of the minutes from our November 20th meeting. They were in your packets, so I'd be open to a motion.
I'll make a motion subject to audit.
Motion made. Is there a second?
We're doing the minutes, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh.
So no.
Having so much fun.
Yeah, there we go.
Motion to approve. Okay, Randy?
Yep.
Okay?
Second.
Second. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number four, the fourth quarter financial report. I think I'll turn this over to Aaron.
So for fourth quarter, I just wanted to point out a few points of interest. On page eight, where it shows the bank balances, investment activity, savings accounts were up $401,000 over 2017. And CDs, CD principal, that is down $53,000 over 2017 due to higher rates. So therefore, I was only able to invest certain amounts to stay under the $250,000 limit. Page nine, personnel, year-to-date balance of $443,000, partially due to the PR vacancy of 7 months in 2018. That included the benefits, retirement, and all that. Other than that, there was pretty much a standard surplus in that area, as there was in 2017. And on page 10, the operating fund was at 95.84% spent in 2018, as opposed to 96.08 in 17. And that has a lot to do with that PR vacancy as well, the overall total. Surplus, added together with revenue and expenditure underages came to about $549,000, which is a little less than what was projected in September. Revenue overages was about $166,000 and is comprised of expected, better than expected returns on our CDs for the whole year, and overage in the RLBSS funding that came in about $100,000 more than what we budgeted. Expenditure underages, as you can see from the operating fund summary on page 10, $383,000, or 6.05%. And mainly that is due to we overspent the automation lines by $73,000, otherwise it would have been much higher. And those overages were due to board approved overspending of the automation lines for Blue Cloud Analytics and
acquisitions.
Horizon Acquisitions, yes.
So any questions? Did everyone understand that? So when you said that, what was the $549,000 surplus?
That's a combination of the overage in revenue from budget and the underage in expenditures.
Okay. Okay, other questions or comments?
Madam Chair, if I may, if we continue down this road of not filling positions and we're budgeting, how are we handling this always as overage in the salaries then? So
it's something we've talked about in prior board meetings, and we could budget leaner on our wage base. We run the risk of guessing wrong and we've never come in under budget at any point. One of the other factors here is the RLBSS overage, which we won't see next year. So I think we should be talking about that, but we need some direction from the board on how risky we should be when we're developing that line. Because we build them knowing what positions are filled. And last year we left it in as a vacancy knowing we were analyzing it. This year that's not true. We only have a handful of positions that are open right now. So it will be interesting to see where first quarter 2019 actually comes in.
Well, if I may, Madam Chair, too, also this last year we used reserve money to help the counties, smaller counties out or whoever, and to kind of balance our budget. But, you know, if we're over in salaries all the time, maybe we could.
Yeah, maybe there's some shifting that can be done. I think if you look also at, where is your revenue page, Aaron?
Page
7?
7.
Yep. Miscellaneous receipts, fines, was under by about 38,000. A lot of that was due to our 2 weeks of fines forgiveness. So those projects are somewhat incorporated into the surplus. That being said, it's been interesting as we've been launching some of these projects. For example, the acquisitions and Blue Cloud Analytics, when we actually got to the point of negotiating the contract, we were able to negotiate a third product into the contract. I talked to Jay this week, and they were working on the wireless printing project, and we might be able to do an upgrade not only to the adding printing, but also how wireless is administered here, and it might come in under cost. So those are moving targets, even though we did designate funds for the projects.
Okay, any other questions or clarifications, comments, inquiries? Hearing none, then I'd be open to a motion to approve the fourth quarter financial report.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Second.
Second.
Second. Any other inquiries? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number 5, additional certificates of deposit request. Again, Aaron Murphy.
Due to the robust fund balance in the MAGIC account and getting better rates than anticipated, there's capacity to purchase an additional CD every month that can be earning more interest than the MAGIC fund alone. So what I'm proposing here is that we purchase one additional CD per month in the amount of $150 to $175, depending upon cash flow needs, throughout 2019. And then from there, they will just get reinvested every year.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Any questions about that?
I have a question, Madam Chair. Aaron, on those CDs, is there a penalty for early withdrawal on those? Do we know?
I believe there's a slight penalty, but it's not. They're fairly liquid. If we needed to take them out, it's not very big. It's. I don't have the exact figures, and I can get that to you, but I do know that there's a slight penalty to it.
On other boards, we sit on, or I sit on. Some of them, you know, you negotiate with them, and they'll tell you, "Yeah, we'll let them slide, no penalty fee if that's the case." You know, so just a thought, maybe bring it up to them. If we invest in you, you know, they probably don't like doing that, but it's always nice to have that backup.
Yeah, with their relationship with them, I wouldn't think it would be an issue, but I can check into that and get back to you, Randy.
Others?
How? Do we have some kind of a limit on the MAGIC fund, how much money we need in there, or?
No, we do not.
No minimum?
No minimum or maximum or amount?
How do you mean that, Ed?
Well, do we just keep growing it the way it looks?
Well, every time we have a surplus, obviously, that's where most of the unassigned fund balance sits. So.
Madam Chair, I think yeah, the question is, at what point in time do we stop buying more CDs?
Right,
is there a number there? Is there a, you know, is 600, 6 million, is that enough, or 7 million, 8 million? Where is that point where we don't buy any more CDs?
Correct.
We, you know, reduce our levy against it or something?
I don't have a max on it that I'm aware of.
You won't find this written anywhere, but a common practice for nonprofits is half your annual budget is liquidity, things like that, like Magic and the others. And I don't know if that's acceptable to you folks or not. I don't know, that's a bad target.
Nope. I mean, certainly we're getting anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6,000 in interest just leaving the money as is in the Magic mm-hmm. fund.
And we're using the interest, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To offset
yeah.
revenue?
That's it for the Christmas party.
Okay, gotcha.
That we missed.
That we missed,
yeah. Only special people come.
Only special
people. Evidently, Lee was
there. That is the table.
Madam Chair, I think, you know, we should wait till see again with Karen, see when all these positions are filled by the end of the first quarter, and then see where we're at for surplus. And then we, I think, as a board, are going to have to make a decision, how much do we want for surplus, or are we going to give it back to the counties? You know?
As the dust settles on the crazy stuff, you know, the fire upstairs, replacing the boiler, those are the only two unusual, unanticipated expenses I could think of. But what do you see coming down the line?
Well, the St. Cloud lease and how that flushes out
okay.
Is going to matter. Because
that
could have a pretty big jump. One of the pieces that they're really not wiggling on in any way is Great River taking ownership of the AMHS system. And that's something we can talk about, too. I don't know where that's going to go. But that's a really big question mark in my mind.
Yeah.
Because if we ended up in a situation where we're taking that over, it's a $500,000 machine.
And Dave and I think, have opposite positions on that. As far as I'm concerned, negotiating with the city, they can go to hell and wait. You know, I think the pressure's on them.
What department is she in?
And Dave, on the other hand, would like to see, I'm judging from comments he's made in the past, he would like to see some resolution. And I don't see any benefit in resolving it anytime soon.
Well, you have a little more contact with them than I do, but I don't like to have things lingering out there forever and not getting them settled. And
yeah. You know, well, we're both married.
Yeah. So, well, I can't hold that against you. I just think that it's good that we negotiate with them anyway on a, at least looking like we're willing to negotiate. Now, if they're not, I don't really care. But if we say we want to come to the table and they say, well, we don't want to even talk, well, that's their problem then. I don't care. So, you know, I just hate to see things like this hanging out there. It's
mm-hmm.
it's not good because sooner or later we should have a contract.
Come on. What are they going to do? They're going to kick us out?
Well, I don't know.
Come on,
I have
Dave.
No idea. But
where's the pressure?
Maybe isn't, but... That's my way I operate.
Back is the monkey on right now.
Well, you know.
They could. I mean, they could.
Kick us
it would be a lot of work if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, costly
and
for
they
it
would
too.
Take more heat from the
oh,
community.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be even worse than the, what is it, the Costco sale.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to bring us back to the Magic Fund.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr.
Yeah,
Potter.
Sure. I do like how these are laddered out, because if we do have
yeah.
something coming up, we have access basically twice a month. We have access to money if we need it. I, for one, would like to continue to do this, like Aaron was proposing, until we figure we come up with here's our number, here's our limit, here's that. So you have a good, clear direction where to go. So I'll make a motion to approve this to invest in the additional CDs, one per month in the amount of $150,000 to $175,000 during the calendar year until such time that this board says we've had enough.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that. Well, if he had in there that board says there's enough.
You got that, Patty, till this board says there's enough.
Yep.
Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Well, Madam Chair, I think it's a good idea, and Randy was saying something other than that, but, and if Aaron says there's no penalty for, well, very little penalty for withdrawal, what are we out? We're at least earning interest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know, I would agree. So.
And we're earning interest either way.
Right.
If the money sits in the magic fund, it's not as good of interest rates as the CDs are. Obviously, the CDs lock it up for a year, but there are other ones that they, I have currently right now, two that come due every month.
Every month.
And we're bringing in anywhere from 6 to 14, you know, actually it's about 6,500 to 7,000 per CD right now with the rates we're getting. So about 14,000 a month in interest. So, I mean, it would be nice, I suppose, to have like a cap to know where, at what point or what principal amount the board wishes to keep CDs or the investments at. And also the Magic Fund has other vehicles too, but I know that wasn't on the agenda. So, yeah, that would be great if I had that.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, that's what part of my motion is. We're just going to keep going with this until we, as the Finance Committee, say, okay, here's the cap, and then what are the other options to do with that money that come to? And that way, we don't have to disrupt everything until we come to a conclusion, where do we want to go and what's the limit?
And maybe we make that an agenda item in, you know,
in the future,
a couple
yeah.
months down the pipe. Down
yeah, and
pipe.
I don't want to see it be a motion, but as an operating philosophy, what do you think of the 50% question? Reserve liquidity. I mean,
I don't have that information in front of me. I'd like to have that so we have something to gauge. Where is 50% liquidity at? Where is this? And where is that number? And where are we in relation to that number?
50% of operating?
Huh?
50% of the operating budget? It'd be about $4.5 million.
$4.5 million?
Maybe a little higher.
So we're there.
Yeah.
We're way over that.
But we still got some stuff hanging out, so.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, we do have a motion and a second, so I'm going to call that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Moving on to agenda item number 6, that is the 2020 budget process timeline. It's in your packet.
This is the same timeline that we used last year. So to refresh your memory, we would have a finance committee in February and adopt guidelines. And that's similar to the guidelines process that's used in Benton County. Then in March, we would bring base budget estimates and department budget requests to the Great River Board. And then in April, you would look at a base budget and department budget requests. Oh, I take that back. In March, we would compile the information. In April, we would bring that to the Finance Committee. We could potentially split that depending on how that things come together. Like, we could bring base budget in March and then department budget requests in April. It may be slightly subject to change depending on how data comes together. Sometimes it comes together really quick, and then sometimes it takes a little longer to pull that together. But we would need to have the preliminary budget adopted by the Finance Committee at the May board meeting, and then the final budget for 2020 would be passed by the full board in July.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2020 budget process timeline.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other questions or comments?
I have one comment that probably should have come under the financial report, but it is more regarding 2020. We had budgeted last year on a payment from Staples in the amount of $6,800, I believe. This is in Aaron's management report in the full packet. After review, we learned that Staples is already meeting their maintenance of effort level through the Todd County levy, and that's something that's occurred over time. And so we will not be receiving a payment for Staples in 2019 or in 2020. So that'll change the 2020 budget a little bit.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns?
So if we'd have kept our levy up there, would they have been within the maintenance?
You know, it was one of these things because they were one of the last libraries added to the region, and it should have been calculated more frequently than it had been, but
it was going to sunset sooner or later, probably.
Yeah. There was one other thing I did forget to mention. Thank you, Karen, for refreshing my memory. Fiscal year 19, or our calendar year 19, is the last year that we are going to receive what's called para aid, which is on the first page of the financial report on page 5, is about $17,500. That will be ending in 2019 for all entities. So going forward with the 2020 budget, we will not have that line in there for revenue.
Okay.
So there we go. We're starting to eat up slowly.
Yeah. It's tricky because last year's overage was substantial, but it was also a one-time, kind of, some of it was one-time money. So going back to Randy's point, that quarter one is really going to be a kind of a litmus for where we should probably go with 2020. Okay, so we do have a motion. So all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Our next meeting, please note, is February 19th. And that's a workshop? It will be a workshop, but the Finance Committee will set guidelines
there.
That's
right. Yep. Okay, setting guidelines. And with that, any other business?
Just a question, is Gimbel going to have a groundbreaking, or has that been gone by?
It hasn't happened yet. They're still working on details on timeline.
Last I heard, it was good news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're exceeding expectations in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
Yes, so great. So our business is concluded, so we will adjourn.